Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Joe Biden lies as our freedoms die. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not an over-exaggeration, because that's exactly what has happened here. Joe Biden has now officially become the liar-in-chief, and he's not even in office 2 weeks. Now, the thing that cracks me up are all of these people on social media, all of these people belonging to unions, all of these people who supported him, the look of shock on their faces. It's priceless. Who have just been informed, children who have been informed, oh, there is no Santa Claus. There is no Santa Claus. Why, we couldn't imagine that Joe Biden would eliminate our jobs. He told you he was going to do it. He told you he was going to do it, and half of you busted an ankle running out there to vote for him. So I don't feel sorry for you. Forgive me if I have the world's smallest violin for you people. Because as I said in an earlier show, you get what you vote for, and you voted for this. Now there's some of you that didn't. And you're going to have to take that bitter pill along with those who did. But I can't remember in the history of this country someone who has lied more than this. And I know there are going to be people out there who say, Donald Trump lied constantly. He said that he was the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln. Look, those are opinions. I think you need to learn that an opinion can't be a lie or a fact. I could say I think there's a Bigfoot in my woods. That's my opinion. It's not based on any fact, but it's still my opinion. Donald Trump can have his own opinion. Joe Biden can have his own opinion. But when he looks people dead in the eye and lies to them knowing he is lying, and you still vote for him, you lose your right to complain. Now, what did he lie about? Well, let's start the list, shall we? Joe Biden, in a pre-election interview, looked everyone dead in the eye, including his interview host, and said, you have to understand, I have to have the votes to accomplish anything. I'm not going to just start issuing executive orders. That's what dictators do. We don't live in a dictatorship. And what did Joe Biden do the minute he got into office? In the first few days of his presidency, issued more executive orders than any president in my lifetime. What's the count now? Over 40? Everybody else is like 4 or 5? So, Joe, why did you lie to us? What changed, Joe? How come that's not being a dictator? How come during a press conference, a reporter who used to ask Donald Trump such hard questions don't raise their hand and say, excuse me, Mr. President, did I not see you say that executive orders is a sign of a dictatorship, and then you now have become officially the largest amount of executive orders in the history of the presidency in this length of time? How do you feel about that? What changed? No one will ask him that question. Because Joe Biden lies and the media swears to it. Because that's their job. I don't know if you've woke up to this fact yet, but the media's job is not to report the truth to the people anymore. It used to be. That's what the media was there for, to hold both sides accountable. They are now not there for that purpose. They are now there for one purpose, and that is to spread the agenda of the left and nothing more. and any of the minor news sources, and I guess if you want to count Fox News as a major news source, one maybe might give you an opposing view. Might. But the rest of their jobs is to sit there and just say, oh, what a wonderful job he's done. Oh, how wonderful this is. He looked people dead in the eye when Donald Trump on a debate stage sealed what should have been the nail in his coffin by saying, Joe, you are going to end fracking. Do not lie to these people. And Joe Biden, a little bit to his credit, kind of said, yeah, we are. Because Joe Biden is senile, and he didn't realize that this is an extraordinarily unpopular thing to say. And when his entourage heard him say this, they went into full panic mode. And they walked it back. Remember Kamala Harris's infamous, under no circumstances are we ending fracking. That is a lie. That is a lie that the right-wing conspiracy theorists are trying to get you to believe so you don't vote for Joe. Joe is not about ending fracking. We will not end fracking. Oh, what happened? Because now you're saying you're ending it. What happened, Joe? Is anyone going to ask him that question? Anyone going to raise your hand at the press conference and say, hey, I thought you said Donald Trump was a bold-faced liar? No, nobody will ask him that question. And with each lie that Joe Biden gets away with, a little bit more of your freedoms get sapped away from you. And you don't even realize it. See, they're not dumb. It's very easy to dismiss Joe Biden as a senile old man who has an IQ of 3. But they're not dumb. The machine behind them are not dumb. And they're not going to pull away all your freedoms. Because if they did, instantaneously, you would revolt. I believe even liberals and Democrats would say, wait a minute, what? No, no, no. And they'd revolt. So what they do is, you're like a dog on a leash. And each month they're going to shorten that leash by one link in the chain. And pretty soon before you know it, you're pretty much tied to the tree, neck first. And this is all based on lies that Joe Biden is going to get away with because our media will not call him on these lies. Constantly we're being told, well, you know, Joe Biden only eliminated the Keystone Pipeline because of the the environmental damage that it would have done. There's no environmental damage. Name me the environmental damage. This is a pipeline. It's the safest way to get from one place to the other. Now this gas and oil is going to come in on tanker trucks or steamers or whatever. It's going to be way, way, way more susceptible to spills, oil leaks, whatever. So please, don't tell me it's about the environment. You're being lied to. Ending gas forever, gas and oil forever. Now that might be about the environment because these people, this doomsday cult that has become the far left, either truly think or are making up that the world is going to come to an end if we don't stop doing everything we normally do and listen to them within 10 years. Isn't that what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said? We only have 10 years. And then the planet will die. And that is based on what? Please show me your degree. You have none. We have a 16-year-old girl screaming at the top of her lungs while she's scrunching her face up like with the hatred like I've never seen in a 16-year-old girl, screaming, we're all going to die. You've stolen my future, because she's brainwashed. If you can take a look at Greta Thunberg and you don't think that's a cult, then you don't know very much about cults. Because what that girl is preaching, that's a cult. And they've selected her for one reason and one reason only. Does she have an expertise? No, she has no expertise. She's a 16-year-old girl. She's useful because who's going to yell at a 16-year-old girl? Do you think a grown politician is going to get up and say, little girl, sit down and shut up? You have no idea what you're talking about. And then the headlines will read, horrible, evil man yells at 16-year-old girl just trying to courageously save her future. That's what they want. So you're not even allowed to criticize her. Oh, how dare you? She's 16 years old and trying to save the planet, and you're criticizing her. And our representatives, of course, they don't have the moxie to do it. It's the old emperor has no clothes thing. Someone has to stand up and say, hey, Greta, you know nothing. You're basing this on what exactly, please? And her answer will be, she doesn't know. She's basing it on what she's been told. She is the messenger. Well, Joe Biden is the messenger too. Joe Biden is being told what to do. The greatest lie that Joe Biden is telling is that he wants to unify this country. That's not what he wants. And that is not what this side wants. They want to further divide this country. They want you out and them in, and that's it. If you don't believe me, why can't Joe Biden right now say, look, the situation is this. A, you're not going to impeach this president. You already know you don't have the votes to do it. He's not in office, so the only thing you're trying to do is to impeach him so he can't run again. We already know by headcount that you're not going to come close. So I'm telling you guys, end this nonsense right now. How come he won't do that? I'll tell you why he won't do it. Because his handlers have told him, let it go, Joe. Let it go. We know it's all theater. We know it's all show. We know nothing's going to come of it. But this is where we make political head ground. This is where we get even with our enemies. Because they think of you as an enemy. You understand that, right? You see, we're in an odd time in this country, folks. There used to be a time when you could sit down at a table with a Democrat, and they would say, look, I want to be where you are, too. I want the people to be doing better. I just don't think the way you think we're getting there is going to work. I think the way I say we're getting there is going to work. But we both fundamentally had the same goal, to make the country better. Let me give you an analogy that you might find interesting and that everyone probably can relate to. If you are with your significant other, whether it's a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, and that person says to you, I'd really like you to stop smoking. I think you'd be healthier and better, and I would think our future would be better if you really tried to quit smoking, because I'd hate to have to be the person at your bedside when you have some kind of lung disease. That's perfectly acceptable, because that's someone trying to make you better, make you a better person. Or I want you to stop drinking so much. Or maybe even something as minor as I wish you wouldn't go out so much, and, you know, without me. Small things. But if a person you're with says, I want you to undergo surgery to change the way you look, to change your body structure, to change your eye color, to change your hair color, possibly even to change your gender, or I don't want anything to do with you, then quite obviously they are not out for your best interest. They're out for their own best interest. They want to fundamentally change you into their ideal, not for your good, but for their good. You understand? That's what the liberal Democrats are doing. They're not trying to make America better. That's the big lie. That's the big lie Joe Biden's telling, too. Build back better. No, not build back better. The difference between saying I'm going to give my house a new coat of paint and tearing your house down and rebuilding it. And that's what they want to do. They want an America where censorship is perfectly acceptable as long as it's censorship for one side only. Don't believe me? There's a guy who's facing 10 years in jail, prison, because he posted some asinine memes. Quite obviously, anyone above the age of 12 wouldn't even consider or believe. But they're trying to say he actually attempted to interfere in the electoral process because he posted a meme saying you can vote online by texting who you want to vote for to this number. Now, I want you to consider the mentality of a person who would look at someone who has absolutely no official status, just some dude on the internet, and take their word for it and say, oh, I voted today. No one did that. No one did that. And if they did, how many? 10? 10 people maybe? 20? Enough to change an election? Hardly. Well, isn't that what they were crying about this? Oh, there's election fraud all the time, but it's not enough to change it. We know a few dead people voted, but how many? 100, 200? Doesn't change anything. Oh, I see. I see. So if it's your side that's getting cheated, then it's enough to put a guy in prison for 10 years. Because he tried. But Hillary Clinton handing money to a foreign spy, and he was a foreign spy because Christopher Steele was from the UK, not the United States. That is still a foreign country. Handed him money with explicit orders to find someone to give them a phony dossier on Donald Trump so that they could use this to spy on and discredit a political candidate so they could potentially blackball him and get people not to vote for him, even though they knew what they were preaching was not true. She doesn't go to jail. Only the poor guy who put a meme up on his Twitter or Facebook. Because he's your political enemy. He's the enemy of the state now. See, that's what they're trying to preach, folks. That's why Joe Biden is lying when he says they want unity. If he really wanted unity, he would have said, wait a minute, we can't call the people who stormed the Capitol insurrectionists. We can't call this sedition. If we don't in turn do the same thing to the people who threatened the White House to the extent that the president had to be forced into an underground bunker by Secret Service, or the people who burned down another government center, which was a police office in Portland, Oregon, with policemen inside it, by the way. That's a government building. Or the people who stormed during the Kavanaugh hearings, stormed into the building and trapped senators in elevators, screaming and yelling at them. None of those people were called insurrectionists. They were not charged with sedition. Yet I can watch a video of some guy with a Viking hat on, walking calmly with no weapons into the Capitol, escorted by a police officer, talking to him casually. Police officer's not saying, get out, get out, get out. Police officer's saying, don't destroy anything. And he's looking around saying, wow, this is pretty cool. Walks behind the desk, and the guy says, come on, get away from the desk. That's insurrection? Insurrection is the attempt to overthrow your government. They weren't trying to overthrow the government. I want you to answer me a simple question. Why would Trump supporters interrupt a meeting, a gathering, in which we were very likely going to bring up some very, very strong points on voter fraud and perhaps get a 10-day extension to really examine what happened during this election? Why would Trump supporters ruin that? They hadn't rendered a verdict yet. Now, if they had come back and said, we see no reason for this 10-day extension, and we're not going to listen to any arguments, then if they stormed it, I would have said, okay, well, then maybe they are really angry and trying to cause some kind of disruption. No, there were Republicans speaking truth to power when they interrupted. They didn't know whether they were going to win the day. They might have won the day. So I don't buy it. And you shouldn't either. Now, were there Trump supporters in there? Yes, there were. But again, I'm watching police officers open the damn doors up. I'm watching old ladies with signs looking around saying, it's nice in here. Wow, look at the ceilings here. They're not insurrectionists. They're tourists, for God's sake. Yeah, there were a few bad actors. Well, there were a few bad actors who set fire to the police station in Portland, too. You didn't call them insurrectionists because Joe Biden and his constant lies have allowed the left to simply call their political enemies. Legally. See, this is what third world countries do. They put their political enemies in jail. You dare say something about the government, you're a terrorist. You're a threat to the government. That's why we have to put you in jail. There are some countries where if I said the president is a damn liar like I'm doing right now, they would come get me. Luckily, this country hasn't gotten that far yet. Because if that person can be called an insurrectionist, how come I can't be? I'm saying the president is a liar and he's taking away all your freedoms. So it's not that far of a stretch for them to say, see, this is incitement speech. Well, anything can be incitement speech then. Telling the truth is not incitement speech. Telling the truth is the truth. Except not anymore. Now telling a lie is the truth. When asked why Joe Biden wasn't wearing a mask on federal property, the day he actually made a mandate saying you must wear masks at all time on federal property, what was the answer? Well, he was celebrating. It was a big day. It's a historic day. He doesn't have to follow the rules. This is a historic day. Shut up, you peon. How dare you question what the boss does? How dare you question your king? He's your king, and he was celebrating. You lowly lowlives, you wear the mask, or you're going to be arrested. Oh, Biden supporters can call Trump supporters anything they want. Insurrectionists, seditionists, Nazis, fascists. It's okay for a group who are so fascistic that they actually define the word. To go out on the street and beat up people they deem fascists. And that's okay, because they're fighting fascism. This is what happens. Their cause is just. Oh, is it? But because you defined the word fascism. I define the word fascism as what you're doing. So am I allowed to go beat up Antifa? Because I think they're fascists? Or only you get to define that word? Apparently, only you get to define that word. So Joe Biden's lies will continue, folks, because he gets away with every one of them. He will never be called on them by the mainstream media. Never be called on them. And now we see what's happening. Even liberal papers who mustered up enough courage, enough intestinal fortitude to say, hey, Joe, what's with all the executive orders? Calm down. Are being called fascistic. How dare you post that in your paper? We know you helped us win this election. We know you were on our side, but now you dare question the king? We're calling for your removal. Anybody who advertises in your paper will be set upon. We won't buy your product. Mike Lindell, who sells my pillows, he's a guy who makes pillows. That's what he is. Is he an elected official? No. Is he a private citizen? Yes. Mike Lindell says, I think the election was stolen, and I think that I've gathered some proof. So what? So what? And now he's public enemy number one? Don't buy his pillows. If your store carries these pillows, we will not patronize your store because he's an enemy of the state. And guess what? Bed Bath & Beyond and Kohl's and some of these other ridiculous franchises said, okay, we won't sell his stuff anymore. You think that's fair? You think that's America? I got a news flash for you. Fonda was fraternizing with the enemy during Vietnam, and you still get to buy her movies, and you still get to buy her workout videos when they were hot when I was a baby. And she still gets all kinds of awards. She wasn't an enemy of the state. Just Mike Lindell, who sells pillows and says, I think the election was rigged. Grow up. See, the problem with all of you people is you've never been confronted by somebody else, and you don't have the answers when you're confronted by somebody else, so you automatically have to say censor, censor, delete, delete, because you can't come up with this is my counter to your argument, because there isn't one. You're for censorship, apparently. And you're going to get away with it because you're going to say, well, they're enemies of the state. We can't have enemies of the state. So, okay, we can't have enemies of the state, but we can have people burning flags. When they were burning flags, you don't think that's insurrection to a certain extent? You don't think that's saying down with this government? There are people walking around to say, we want dead police. Yeah, wow. There are people who are hanging in effigy Donald Trump. They had made dummies of Donald Trump, and they were hanging him. Is that insurrectionist? Enemies of the state? How about if that was Joe Biden on that rope, huh? They'd be in jail. So your freedom of actually speaking is being taken away from you. More and more people say, when I sit in a restaurant, or, well, when you can sit in a restaurant, and that's a whole nother show, I feel like I can't say certain things. I can't talk politically because the person next to me. Is this the United States of America where you feel uncomfortable expressing your views? I can't say at work how I feel. I might be fired. They'll think I'm an enemy of the state. And you don't think you're the Nazis? Joe Biden has lied to you, the American people. Remember when he said, I never talked to my son Hunter about any sort of business dealings. We know that's a lie. Remember when he said to you, that's not even Hunter Biden's Hunter's laptop. That's Russian propaganda. That's a lie. He told you he wasn't going to close small business. He told you, I'm not going to tax anybody under $400,000 a year. And now he says middle-class tax hikes are essential. So there you go, folks. Joe Biden is lying. And your freedoms are dying. And if you don't speak up, if you allow yourself to be stifled by this mob, then you deserve what you get because your cowardice earned you the right to be subservient.